My granduncle was a soldier in Vietnam. Lemuel Frank Boozer was born to an extremely humble home in 1941 and had a hard life growing up. To escape the abject poverty of home, he put on Army Green to serve his nation. When he left for Vietnam, he had already been in the front army for about 10 years. He worked his way up the ranks, and by the time he saw the front lines, he was already a seasoned warrior and served the duration of the war. Despite his hardened countenance, he experienced many troubles and hardships, experiencing firsthand what many only see in works of fiction. He had to deal with post-traumatic stress disorder for the rest of his life until the Agent Orange he was sprayed with in the jungles of South Vietnam were too much for him, and he passed away in 2017. Even though his life was more graphic than the depictions on the silver screen, he never regretted his service. He was proud of standing in the line between democracy and communism. His service gave his life a greater purpose and me a hero to look up to. When I sat down to contemplate why a veteran was important, I couldn't help but think about Uncle Buddy and the stories he would tell. I know the history books were written about the contributions of incredibly talented people like Thomas Jefferson, Thomas Edison, and Elon Musk, but they overlooked the contributions of the 41 million Americans who have picked up the cause for our country. If it wasn't for the sheer bravery of those unnamed men and women that decided to risk their lives for us so that we would never have to risk our own, Musk would never have had the opportunity to make the breakthroughs he did. These nameless people are known to us as soldiers if they're currently serving, or veterans if they have been discharged. These people are what hold the fabric of our country together, and their bravery cannot go unnoticed. So they are important for the selfless service they gave that ensure our livelihood. Many, like Uncle Buddy, went through terrible hardships in that war and many other wars. However, it's not just about wars. It's also about the commitment a soldier has to their duty and their work. They have to go through boot camp where the person they are is torn down to be built into something much more. The soldiers in Afghanistan are no strangers to this. They took it into their own hands to feed the children there because they were so malnourished. They made the streets of Kabul safe for women to remove their burqas and enter the workforce. They inspired an entire people to hope where hope had never existed before. American soldiers are important because they provide an example of what is best about humanity. They serve the less fortunate going into foreign territory to provide the resources that people need. Therefore, they are real-life heroes, at least in my eyes. They have given people so much over the years in so many different places and asked for so little in return. These unnamed Samaritans are willing to risk their lives for their country, and for those in other countries, not for fanfare and parades, but for peace. A good comparison to the American soldier and the weight of responsibility they hold would be the statue of Atlas. It depicts the Greek titan, Atlas, being doomed to hold up the earth for the rest of eternity. In this case, Atlas is the soldier and Earth is the world's people. As a superpower, the United States must maintain peace around the world, and it is the soldier who bears the weight of that responsibility. Like Atlas, he holds the burden of that commitment and holds the world on his shoulders. Ironically, the ancient Greeks took it for granted that Atlas would never shirk his responsibility and abandon the world. They lived their days and nights without worry, much as we Americans do as well. Our soldiers work so well that we Americans take their life for granted, never concerning ourselves with the wolf at the gate, because we know who has our back. The American warrior is important because there would be no America without them. Uncle Buddy served his country, reaching the role as chief warrant officer during his 24 years in the U.S. Army. Even retirement, it was hard to take that sense of bravery and commitment out of him. He knew what he did was important, and he paid the price for our freedom with his health, but never complained. The veteran is important for the example they give us of what real bravery and selflessness looks like, because they bring hope to the hopeless, and for the commitment they make every day. They remain a huge part of the American culture and spirit, and look where it has brought us. We must keep them in our hearts and cherish them, for if we don't, we'll forge a fragile and weak country for future generations. The United States will continue to keep the veteran in its heart forever, because without them, we would cease to exist.